This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Friends at Chalk believe nothing should put childhood on pause. That's why their physicians, researchers, staff work tirelessly to advance exceptional and innovative pediatric care. By donating to Chalk, you support groundbreaking research, novel treatments, and meaningful patient and family amenities. Help keep kids happy and healthy. Donate today at chalk.org/give. So we'll have one segment here. We review the scoring. Then we'll bring Josh in. All three of us can talk for a moment. And then Josh will have his Duck Call show following that. So we can start at the very beginning. And it wasn't the beginning of the game, but rather late in the first period when Ottawa has a power play, and Dan, they get on the board first.
Yeah, and Steve, you know, you mentioned the beginning of the game, and that was all good for the Anaheim Ducks, with the exception of the fact they were unable to cash in on two power play opportunities. Ducks were playing fine. But then when Ryan Strome took a tripping penalty at 15:25, you had the sense that it might not wind up working well for the Ducks. And indeed, it didn't. Exactly 59 seconds later, at the 16:24 mark, Ottawa was able to capitalize on its first power play chance on really a beautiful play. Thomas Chabot moving the puck down from the high slot to Drake Batherson to the right of Anthony Stolarz. And Batherson with a little touch pass in front to give Brady Tkachuk a point-blank one-timer. Tkachuk buried it, his eighth of the season, from Batherson and Chabot, and that made it 1-0 Ottawa.
All right, then we move early in the game to what would be our play of the game. The Ducks play the game all season long, brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Now, to learn more about all of that, you can visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go Ducks! This goal by veteran Derek Brassard from Joseph and Sanderson, 18-19 of the first, was a big goal and up their lead at the time to 2-0. Look out here, sends on a 3-on-3 break, move it into the slot, a shot, they score! On a real pretty play, Derek Brassard got the goal, Matthew Joseph set him up, left to right as Stolarz looks on, and the Ottawa Senators get a big goal with a minute 41 to go in the period, and now take a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, this was really a crusher for the Ducks on the heels of that Brady Tkachuk power play goal. Ottawa quickly struck again just a minute 55 seconds later, and the goal resulted from a bad pass by Duck center Trevor Zegras at the Ottawa blue line. The Senators countered quickly, a beautiful tic-tac-toe play, culminating with the Brassard goal, his third from Matthew Joseph and Sanderson at 18-19. Ottawa took a 2-0 lead to the locker room after one period.
Okay, by the time we got to the second period, we're just past the middle section of that period, and for Ottawa, they're on a power play, and they would score their second power play goal of the game at that time.
Yeah, this one, the result of a cross-checking penalty on Ducks defenseman Colton White, who cross-checked Alex DeBrincat, took the Senators only 14 seconds to capitalize on this one. Tim Stützle quickly entering the Anaheim zone, and his shot from the slot might have ramped off the stick of Ducks defenseman Simon Benoit. Either way, it beat Anthony Stolarz. Stützle gets his eighth goal of the season. DeBrincat and Drake Batherson with the assist. That made it 3-0 Senators at 10:29 of the second period.
All right, 14:54, just a short time after that Stützle power play goal. A defenseman stepped up and got them their fourth tally.
Yeah, really heady play here by veteran Ottawa center Derek Brassard. There was a mad scramble in front of the Anaheim net. Brassard able to pick up the puck, move it out to Artem Zub near the top of the right wing faceoff circle, and Zub taking advantage of Anthony Stolarz struggling to get back into position. Zub beat Stolarz high on the stick side. Second goal of the season for Zub. Brassard and Joseph the assists. That made it 4-0 Ottawa. That's how the second period ended.
And here's his name, Joseph, coming up again. Brassard, on the power play in the third period. They add to their lead, and I thought those were two of their better players throughout the game.
They were. Ottawa gets its third power play goal of the game after a cross-checking penalty on Sam Carrick of the Ducks. It marks the fourth time this season the Ducks have given up three power play goals in a game. Brassard, with a nice centering pass from behind the goal line, found Joseph in the low slot. Joseph gets his second goal of the season. Broussard and Shane Pinto the assist. That made it 5-0 Senators at 6:49. And then the only drama left was whether Cam Talbot would get a fourth career shutout against the Ducks.
And guess what? He did not, because of a Max Jones goal.
Wild scramble in front of the Ottawa net. Talbot had made a save. Then he had fallen over backwards with a little help from Max Jones. Talbot wound up looking like a snow angel on the ice, and Jones was able to dig the puck free and put it across the goal line. Ottawa challenged the play for goaltender interference and somewhat surprisingly did not get the ruling its way. So the Ducks got the goal. Jones, his second of the season. Colton White and Nathan Beaulieu credited with assists. For White, his first point as a member of the Ducks. That goal coming at 17:10 of the third period. And the Ducks did avert the shutout, albeit in a 5-1 loss.
Yep. Hey, fans, would you like to be one of four finalists to attend Fan Appreciation Night for a chance to win the all-new 2022 Honda Passport Trail Sport, courtesy of Honda, and see your Anaheim Ducks? Visit anaheimducks.com/Honda for details. Good luck. Special thanks to Honda. What's ahead? Well, Josh Brewster will put on the headsets. We'll just talk for a little bit, all three of us. And then the following segment will be the start of his Duck Calls program. All ahead after this break. Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
When the Ducks want fresh, healthy food fast, they go to Fresh and Lean. Fresh and Lean makes organically sourced meals prepped by top-notch chefs, ready in under 3 minutes. Plus, you don't have to shop, chop, or cook anything. Their meals are delivered fresh, never frozen, so all you have to do is heat and eat. Fresh and Lean has delivered over 25 million meals nationwide, but they're locally based right here in Anaheim. Go to freshandlean.com to get $20 off your first order and free shipping. Fresh and Lean. It's better when it's real.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Download the official Honda Center and Ducks app now to get access to DuckStream, our robust, team-owned 24/7 audio streaming network. The best part is that it's free. The station hosts all live game broadcasts, exclusive podcast content, and up-to-date Ducks and NHL news. Check it out at anaheimducks.com/app.
All right. We're going to spend this short time, Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster, and then let him go all by himself when we're done with this segment as we all try and figure out what we just witnessed up here in the broadcast booth. Josh, start for you. What's the most glaring thing to you in this loss?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think after the first two power plays went south and the Senators responded, I'm concerned about the communication and leadership on the club. Just today, because I really thought that the Ducks had been responding pretty well to adversity, and it really seemed to be kind of a knockout blow to give up a couple of goals after they had started strong, and I don't really know why they couldn't get it back mentally and you know, think about what they were going to do as a team and how they were going to take it to the Senators as a team and regroup. So their ability to regroup today really kind of concerns me, because I thought they'd been responding pretty well to adversity lately.
Josh, I have to agree, and you may be right that they had been responding relatively well to adversity of late, but I think if you look at the season as a whole, it's been a recurring theme where too many times the Ducks have given up multiple goals in short periods of time, and today's game really spiraled out of control for the Ducks in a real short period of time. The Ottawa power play goal, then another goal less than 2 minutes later, and from that point on, the Ducks never played as well as they had prior to that. And you have to wonder exactly what's going on here. You know, why so many times this season have the Ducks been unable to deal with that adversity? And you have to be able to do that, because I don't care how good of a team you are, you're going to face stretches in games that don't go your way. And in order to be successful, you can't allow things to just go off the rails and you don't get it back. So I think that's something that the coaching staff and the leadership group on this team really needs to address, because it can't keep happening.
No, I agree. And when I think about how the club responds as a five-man unit, like you don't get the sense today that they're saying, okay, guys, we're going to go out there and we're going to take the body on this shift, and we're going to play tight, and we're going to respond together as a team. It seems like they're kind of pulling in a couple different directions. And I'll say this. We got a couple of young guys. We love Trevor Zegras and we love Mason McTavish, but I'm going to point to those two just as an example. On the power play, you don't have whatever time you think you have, you don't have. And if you take a look at how the Senators set up, and it's all one-timers. Everything they're doing is based on we need one-timers. And we're also not getting players behind the bottom line, the little red, you know, the red line at the goal line. We're not getting someone back there ready to bounce the puck back into the slot. So, and you got to play tighter. So I think there's something with regard to making the transition to the NHL. I know, you know, a couple guys I mentioned have played many dozens of games in this league, but there is a sense, and not just with those two, but there is a sense that you've got time to dust these pucks off. And I think if you look at what the Senators did today very successfully, everything was based on we're getting one-timers, and that's has to happen.
One-timers and touch passes.
Yep.
In other words, quick puck
yep.
movement, and that's exactly what you're
yep.
talking about.
Yep.
Very good point. And the other thing, too, you talk about a five-man unit. I think what we saw today was the Ducks maybe individually at times trying to do a little too much, trying to respond physically to the adversity that we were talking about earlier. And then what do you get when that happens? You get penalties and you get power plays on the opposite side. And before you know it, the game has just blown up in your face. So somehow that needs to be addressed.
All right. Well, we look forward to Josh Brewster. And I know you have a ton of guests tonight. They're called, I think, callers.
We're going to 714-940-2888. Were you at the game? Give me a call. And I think our old buddy Brian Kennedy is going to pop in here. So we got that going for us, which is nice.
All right. We'll see you guys here in just a short time on Sunday. It's a 5 o'clock play-by-play start. 4:30 pregame, Seattle in town. And that is not an easy team these days. All right, so you got the story from us here. Want to let you know that Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network been brought to you tonight all season long to this point by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing so you know the guys that were just on, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster, Rick Cutler, on-site engineer, Vic Pencer, on-site statistician. Great job tonight back at Skyview, the studios, the man behind all the technical work, Cash Hibbler. Thank you for your work tonight as well. I'm Steve Carroll. Again, it's Ottawa defeating Anaheim 5-1 at Honda Center. We'll talk to you on Sunday, but make sure you keep it here tonight. Josh Brewster, Duck Calls. Your calls are very important to him. You want to keep him busy in the next half hour to an hour. So stick around for that. You've been listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Duckstream, powered by Tune in.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. That's 714-940-2888. Today, Senators 5, Ducks 1. Ouch. That's a tough one, folks. Coming off of a nice victory over the New York Rangers, a hard-fought victory over the Rangers. And the Ducks come out of the gate looking pretty good, and it goes south after a couple of goals by the Ottawa Senators, one of them on the power play. They would finish with three power play goals on the day. This is a club that has struggled as we have struggled, but they do, like we do, have some very, very bright young prospects and stars. And today we just could not contain them. And I'll tell you what, as we were just discussing with Dan and Steve, on our power play, first of all, I think it would not be a bad idea, and you can tell me what you think, 714-940-2888. At this point, I wouldn't blame the coach if they were to mix in basically anybody off the lineup into the power play, because we're suffering from something on the power play, which is the lack of one-timers, and as Dan was saying, the touch passing, the quick passes, and working it in together as a unit. We're a little too far flung, I think, on the power play. We got to work it in closer as a unit and get some quick passes going. I still say there's, you know, we've got some instances here where guys think they have time to dust it off, and they really don't. And we have to really gear ourselves for quicker and quicker shots. And I'm going up and down the lineup here. I'm talking younger guys, older guys. So that is missing on the power play, is that quick strike. And you know, we have some guys who can really shoot, so we need some more quick strikes. And it's unfortunate that things went so sideways today for the Ducks, because we started strong. I think we were up 8-3 in the shots department early. Looked pretty good. This is a club still. You got Brady Tkachuk. You've got up-and-coming guys like Tim Stützle and, Shane Pinto. guys like this, and you don't really want to give them that many opportunities. You know, they can, they're in a tough division, they can play, they're struggling a bit, but they can play, and then they've, you know, they're working Cam Talbot back into the lineup, who was looking for some wins, starting a little slowly here, but that is an excellent goaltender. Today we didn't give Anthony Stolarz the support that he needed, and it burned us. But I'm just wondering, you know, mentally, where the Ducks are sometimes in the face of adversity. Because I've said before, and I'll say again, I think this is a club that needs some earlier timeouts. It's just not something that's done in the NHL. It's usually reserved for later in the game, so that's not a critique of the coaching staff. But I think this is a club that needs some timeouts. Or, I don't know what the talk is on the bench, but maybe there's some veteran guys on the club who have got to stand up and say, look, this is not how this is going to go. And, you know, we fall down 2-0, but we're going to do this. And then this five-man unit is going to do this. Sometimes we're pulling in a couple different directions. I see guys trying to do a little too much on their own, not getting the support that they need. So the Ducks have played better of late. There's no question about it. But today was really not good after those first couple of Ottawa goals. After that first period, things got real rough around here real quickly. So they took it to us. We had trouble handling their forecheck. What do you think? 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. On Duck Calls, on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Today, Max Jones does get a goal. It's his second of the season. That is the kind of gritty goal that we're looking for, and that is why it kind of occurred to me, hey, maybe some other guys need a chance on that power play. Maybe Max Jones is one of those guys. You know, he's certainly always willing to go to the tough areas of the ice. As Dan mentioned, I thought for sure that goal would come back. I thought they would call him for goaltender interference, even though he was outside the crease, but I have seen it, you know, go the other way where they'll still throw the penalty even though he wasn't in the crease when he made contact. But anyway, we get away with one there, and we are not shut out. But on that note, it was 5-0 very late in the third period. And now we're going to face a Seattle Kraken club that, you know, we talk about inexperience and things that are uncertain. They've been playing well, but they have uncertainty too, you know, and they have youngish guys who need to learn how to play, but they've been successful of late. We will see what happens here Sunday, because I think that's a big game for the Ducks, for sure. You know, they started to build a little something here in the last half dozen or so games, and it's not carrying over. It's not catching a tread quickly enough. Today was a great opportunity to come in strong and stay strong, and we came in strong, but there was a switch. There's just a switch that went off, I think, in the Ducks' heads once those two goals were scored by Ottawa. And I think the Ducks' body language started to reflect it, quite honestly. Shots department, 33-32 in favor of the Senators. So we, again, did not give up an astronomical number of shots. But unfortunately, they were able to finish more of their chances than we were able to finish. The second period really... again, this was something that plagued us earlier in the season. The second period, the shots are 18-8. We allowed 18 second period shots by Ottawa as they built their lead to 4-0 toward the end of the second period. So the second period was that soft middle that we'd been guilty of, and that, quite honestly, we'd rectified in the last few games. We talk a lot about brick by brick, building it brick by brick here, and today, we really didn't add a brick to the pile. I don't know if we subtracted one, but we didn't add one. So just one of those days that things were not going our way. And unfortunately, it really looked like we were starting a lot stronger than we looked at the finish of the game. So that's the story here. 5-1, the Senators over the Ducks. 714-940-2888. You give me a call. I'll be back in just a couple minutes with my guest, Brian Kennedy. And we will talk Ducks and we'll talk NHL. Few interesting games today in the NHL. We'll also talk about the passing of Boreas Salming and other things going around in the league. I'll be right back on Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
In this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Start your year-end celebrations off with a totally 90s party at Honda Center and get a special edition Duck Central perk. Our matinee face-off against the Nashville Predators on Friday, December 30th is a game you won't want to miss. Packs start at $35. For tickets, visit AnaheimDucks.com/promopacks.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Join the Wild Ringers Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's holiday skate party at Honda Center and a special invite to the end of the year party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wild Wing bobblehead, t-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at WildWingersKidsClub.com. WildWingersKidsClub.com. All right. Well, 5-1 today. The Senators over the Ducks. And here we are now with DuckCalls.com/Brian Kennedy is the guest. How you doing today, Brian?
I am doing okay. Just heard the coach say a few things downstairs and a little bit from the Ottawa side
Give me a couple of Dallas Aikens.
Well, special teams. On our side, Ducks side, speaking in sort of Dallas's voice, he said we did not execute. On the other side, they did. And it was a killer that happened early, and they never kind of caught up after that.
Well, I was just saying before you came in, and thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. And happy U.S. Thanksgiving to you, by the way.
This is my second Thanksgiving, of course.
You get two Thanksgivings.
You do.
Okay. Well, okay. I was saying before you came in, what is bothersome to me about the power play for this club is we have guys who think they have more time than they think they do. And if you take a look at how Ottawa is with the tic-tac-toe passing and one-timers, the whole thing is about one-timers.
Right.
And you see what happened, power play goals today. That, and by the way, and I'm going to mention a couple names, but I could mention a whole bunch more. Trevor Zegras and Mason McTavish, okay? They're both, still young guys, I get it. But the amount of time they think they have, watch in a couple of years, they'll know that they don't have that much time because they're dusting pucks off and looking for an extra pass. And it's got to be more tic-tac-toe, closer, play closer as a five-man unit and hammer it away. It's just got to happen.
It's almost like a couple of times I was watching, and Ottawa's a very good shot-blocking team and a team that sells out. They were playing slightly playoff-style hockey today at times. And you see, let's just take your example, Zegras get the puck, and it's like, I'll just wait here while you set up and block this. And now I'll shoot, and you'll block it right off your shin pad. And you're like, dude, shoot the puck. I mean, don't keep trying to work it over, work it over. That's the other thing. On the rush.
Should he be on the half wall, by the way? Or is that not the issue? That's not the issue.
I think he's just, they're just waiting too much. Yeah, like you, like exactly
and,
like you
and
said.
And not just those two. I think everybody's kind of guilty of this, but
and that's the first power play unit. The second power play unit I didn't think was very good at all. On the other hand, Ottawa took a while to get their power play set up most times as well. So it's just two teams that aren't maybe the sharpest teams in the league. I think we know that, and we don't want to just criticize. But
you know what I thought I was going to see today? And you guys, give me a call at 714-940-2888. Were you here for the Black Friday day after game after Thanksgiving? I always like these days. I like these early days.
I've always enjoyed this Friday.
Tim Stützle got a roughing penalty early in the game at 108. And you know what I thought we were going to see that we never see? The penalty you never see? Butt ending.
Oh, really?
I thought it was, you know what I mean? Like his glove was to the face of Simon Benoit.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And by the way, Simon Benoit was definitely one of the better Ducks on the ice today, I thought. If this was the smelling salts that he needed to get going today. But that, I think he butt-ended him. I really thought he got away with butt-ending him. And if he butt-ended him, I think it might be a more severe penalty. But I thought it was a butt-end. But
he kind of had him dead to rights, too. Benoit, they'd been engaged in the corner behind the net to our left sitting up here at the arena. And he came off the wall, and then the guy, then Stützle did the punch, I guess you'd call it, and it's like, hey, wait a minute, you're both skating away. Now is not the time to shoot the guy a fist in the face.
But you never see a butt-ending penalty, do you? You just don't, which is a good thing. I'm glad we don't see
every once in a while someone gives someone one to the gut, then you'll get it. I'm trying to, as a former referee, I'm trying to remember what the hand signal is for butt-ending. I think it's both hands together and thrusting to the side. But yeah, you're right, you never see it.
Duck's reaction today to, here's the thing, they come out of the gate. I thought the Ducks came out of the gate strong. I really did. I thought they started on time. Then a couple of, you end the first period giving up a couple of goals to the Senators. And I thought some kind of switch went. I thought maybe, I don't know if it was the body language or whatever, but there was something about the five-man response, of course, followed by another five-man response and another five-man. I didn't like the five-man response. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, as a team, what's our response? All right, we're going to bring more sandpaper. We're going to move as a unit. We don't care that it's 2-0. There was something lost, I thought, mentally with the Ducks after 2-0, like some kind of confidence shift.
And you know what happens when they lose their confidence is they work the puck into the zone and then not to the net. And instead it goes sideways, sideways, sideways. I can't count the number of times today that a guy came down the left side with the puck and then cut across the slot and waited too long to shoot. And it's easy to sit up here and say shoot, but they wait until they're covered. You got to shoot through the screen.
You do. And also, this is coming on the heels of a game against the Rangers where they really did drive the center lane real well, and get their shots off quickly. So, I don't know if it's just a part of a club that is youngish and trying to overcome a rough start to the season or what it is. But, the stylistic change from the other night when you really hung in there against a very good Rangers team and then you beat them, it's funny that it didn't carry over. But the thing that bothers me is at the opening faceoff, they were ready to go. They were up like 8-3 in shots.
Oh, yeah, the shots differential was huge. Yeah, and Ottawa slowly caught them up as the game went on. But the first period, I think at one point it was 4-0 in shots for the Ducks, and it was 10-5 in shots for the Ducks a little bit later in that first period. Now, you can also say, well, you just didn't get a bounce. What if one goes in? That changes everything. Because obviously this is the two worst teams in the league statistically by points. So you're not going to have a goal scored on you early and say, well, that's it, folding the tent, this team's way better.
Yeah,
they're not the same.
And they didn't start that well. The Senators did not start that well. So they were energized by the special teams, and not coincidentally, that was exactly what Dallas Eakins pointed to down in the dressing room.
Well, he was also
Is there anything else he was talking about?
Well, he was asked whether it was disappointing that they didn't build on last game.
Yeah, I agree.
And the answer was essentially, well, a young team isn't always going to know how to marshal that momentum. But they're well coached, but, I mean, he's the coach, so he's going to say something like that.
Yeah, we're 20 games in. Some of the – it's just – honestly, it just calls into question, you know, the leadership at certain moments today. And I mean leadership amongst the players, and maybe the communication amongst the players. Maybe it's not where it needs to be today. But, boy, it's a golden opportunity. You're at home. You played 90 million road games coming into this game. You spent a lot of time on the road. And, this was an opportunity. You had an opportunity to play a team that shares some of your struggles, and it did not go our way. By the way, just a couple tidbits here. Nathan Beaulieu did make it back into the lineup today. John Klingberg was dinged up. He did not play today. Max Jones, give him credit, and I said this before you came in. At this point, with the special teams on this club, you can shake up the lineup card on both of those power play units. You can add Max Jones, you can add Pavel Regenda, you can subtract whoever you want to subtract, and mix and do whatever you want to do, because I see the kind of goal that Max Jones scored. I say, why not put him out there? And if you're struggling on the power play like you are, you know, why be wedded to these five guys or those five guys? I mean,
well,
let's give some other guys a
shot.
The
first power play unit held the puck in and did okay, but like you were saying earlier, waited too long. The second power play unit, I don't like to pick on one guy, but I thought Vetrano today was just awful. He gave the puck away. He did nothing. I looked out a couple of times and thought, why are you back on the power play? You're not having a good game. You're not possessing the puck like you need to. You're not doing anything with it when you have it.
I'll tell you one thing I like about that player. He started very strong with us, and he loves to shoot the puck. Today he didn't have any shots, which is way, way out of character for him. He's only got 1 point in the last 10 games. I'm hoping he works his way out, because this is a guy who I like. I like his instincts a lot. Max Jones had 1 point in the last 8 games. He had that goal toward the end of the game today. So, all right, it did not work out. Tell me something from the Ottawa side that you saw. Brady Tkachuk certainly helps give them an identity on that club. They've got guys like Stützle and Jake Sanderson and Shane Pinto. Very high picks. They got a lot of very high picks on this club. And some of these guys are starting to, you know, come into their own.
You're basically in a telepathic way giving the audience a sense of what my story is going to be, because I'm going to say first paragraph.
For Inside Hockey.
For Inside Hockey, that's right.
Inside Hockey.
So that'll go probably drop tomorrow, because we're not writing game stories.
So
we're writing analysis.
Boil it down for me quick.
So I say there are household names on both teams, but probably more on the Ottawa Senators. And so that's exactly what you just said. But also then carrying on, what am I going to talk about? Brady Tkachuk. How can you not? The guy did everything today.
He was at
the edge of the crease. He scored a goal. He defended a teammate. After, who was it, Strome did that kind of nasty cross check.
Yeah.
He was the first star in the enemy building.
He was a Tkachuk today, for sure.
Baby-faced assassin. It's interesting to see him up close. He's bigger than you think he is. He's a big man.
They're all big.
For a youngster.
Yeah, they're all big guys. You know, also, they got Thomas Chabot, defenseman who missed the last 5 games. He got back in today, played 25 minutes for them as well. And Shane Pinto, highly touted rookie, he's doing pretty well as well. So, but we got to face the Seattle Kraken on Sunday, and we are going to see how that goes. All right, Brian, let's talk now. And everybody give me a call, 714-940-2888. Were you at Honda Center? What did you do for your Thanksgiving? Did you have a good time at the game today? Did you watch it at home? give us a call here, 714-940-2888. And now I'm going to talk to you about the passing of Boreas Salmon.
Oh, yes.
We can't get away from this one. I'll give my take briefly. You know, first Swede, first European in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he paid the price. People say there's guys who break the ground and blaze the trail. He blazed the trail for every European player, and he did it at a time when there was a lot of prejudice, I mean, serious prejudice by, you know, people who should have, you know, had their heads on straight, but of course didn't. He took a lot of abuse. He once said that there's things that were happening to me out on the ice just for the fact that he was a European player, that if they happened in today's game, there'd be guys banned for life. He had to fight guys like Mel Bridgman, Dave Schultz, and on and on. But he was so swift, and I look at Scott Niedermeyer's number up there. He is an heir apparent to a guy like Salming, and you are from Montreal, and you lived in Toronto
for
a long time.
The latter part of my growing up was in Peterborough, so that was Toronto Maple Leafs
country.
So there
you go. So you tell me.
Well, the Leafs were not a very good team in that decade of the 70s into the early 80s, and Ballard had been, you know, Harold Ballard, famous mismanagement of the game, so of the team. So it wasn't like there was a lot to see team-wise, but Salming was just this stellar star that everybody knew and you wanted to see. I've never been to a game in Toronto other than later as a reporter long after Salming was retired, but I can imagine every eye would be on him at Maple Leaf Gardens. I was actually quite surprised when I read this morning that he had died, because, as you know, Josh, he was just over here a couple of weeks ago from... in Toronto for the ceremony. And the acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And the only thing you can say is, A, he didn't suffer any longer than he did, and B, he died knowing that he was a loved player by fans of every team and every stripe and every nation.
Yep, and he absolutely changed perception of defensemen. And I don't know what else do you say. I mean, he was a very swift skater. But he was tough, but he could also produce points, and there was nothing to not love about the guy. All right, let's do this. Let's take a little break here on Duck Calls, 714-940-2888. I'm here with Brian Kennedy. If you want to jump in on our last segment, we're going to look around the NHL, talk a little more Ducks, look ahead to the Seattle game and all that good stuff. Give me a call here on Duck Calls. I will be right back.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act. Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Ducks hockey is the way. Star Wars night returns to Honda Center on Tuesday, December 6th, when they battle the Carolina Hurricanes. Those who purchase a Star Wars night ticket pack will receive a limited edition Man Duck Lorian t-shirt. Get yours now at AnaheimDucks.com/force. AnaheimDucks.com/force. The Man Duck Lorian. I tell you, Wild Wing is such an international celebrity. You can plug him into anything. Plug him into Star Wars night. You mean, just, it's endless.
I don't even know what that is. Man Duck Lorian.
It's a Star Wars thing.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, I
tuned out on Star Wars in like 1984.
Right, right. Yeah, okay? I saw the first three. And maybe the Empire Strikes Back.
The first three, but then now they come along years later and tell you, no, those
stuff
were the,
you needed
no,
to
no,
see
no,
before
those were,
the other
those
ones.
Were the fourth, fifth, and sixth right. ones. And I'm like, no, they weren't. They were the first, second, and third ones.
So chronology doesn't matter.
I'm too dumb to even follow Star Wars.
There is a cool bobblehead promo coming up. I think tonight they advertise it first 10,000, so get here for that night. I'm pretty sure that's the 23rd of December, if I'm not mistaken. That looked like an awesome
That's
premium.
The Nutcracker. The Wild
right,
Wing
right,
Nutcracker.
Right.
That's what I'm saying is you look, you have the Nutcracker, right? You take Wild Wing, you plug him in there, you got the Nutcracker. Wild Wing is the most versatile. He's one of the most versatile performers in all his show business.
It's amazing.
He's amazing. All right, anyway, back to the action.
Back to the hockey.
Okay, you mentioned during the break, and I'm always ready to talk about this, even though I don't do rumor mill stuff. What about Erik Karlsson? He's back to being Erik Karlsson, and now the Sharks, who, by the way, brings a tear to my eye. I have to mention this, folks. You got to tune in, because if I'm not mistaken, is it today? Yeah, it's today. Oh, it's the Kings. They're going to wear a reverse retro that's a tribute to the California Golden Seals, the Sharks. It just says Sharks, but the whole thing is California
it's
Golden
the
Seals.
The gold and green.
Oh, it's just it's
white
just
skates.
Brings a tear to my eye. Brings it. No, I don't think they're going to paint the skates. You know how they had the white skates? They would paint them.
Right.
But then they'd get nicked up, right, with pucks,
right,
and they have to paint them more.
They got really
so
heavy.
The skates got really heavy.
I actually know somebody, Morris Mott, is a former player for that team who now is an academic, and I've met him in that context.
Yeah.
And he still has a pair of those skates hanging, as far as I know, at least the last time I talked to him was a number of
did
years ago.
Did he play? Or?
He did. He was a kind of a, you know, WHA-level, NHL type guy back in the 70s. But he's got the skates hanging in his back room or his porch or something. Yeah.
I love everything about the California Golden Seals. All right, so speaking of the Golden Seals, Erik Karlsson, rumor mill is spinning.
Because he's expensive, but he's playing like Erik Karlsson again. He's piling up the points. So the question is somebody wanting four-year super expensive contract, would they trade him? Even somebody said maybe back to Ottawa. Which I can't honestly quite see because of
they're not on the cusp of winning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So why would he go there? And apparently, too, his family really likes San Jose. Why wouldn't you? It's a great place, warm and nice.
And since he's making $11 million a year, he's one of the only people who can afford to live there.
Right.
I don't know anyone who can afford to live
right.
there except for him.
So. Right.
But you know who else they're talking about? Vladislav Gavrikov of the Columbus Blue Jackets is getting some attention. Of course, John Klingberg here gets attention. He's a UFA.
Right.
And then I'm trying to think of who else. Who else? Oh, Jacob Chychrun of the Arizona
Coyotes. Yeah, of course.
Coyotes.
But they've got their price. It's high. And it's like, you want to talk? Here's the number.
You know,
you don't want to pay it? We don't got nothing to say to you.
It's interesting because at some point, I've been saying this about the Coyotes for a long time. It would make a lot of sense for them to deal Jacob Chychrun. But at the same time, don't at some point, don't they have to dig their heels in and say, these are some of our guys. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, get Connor Garland. All right, say, Jacob Chychrun, we're going to make a deal with him. They're nowhere on that. I mean, they've got tons of room in the cap space. They could give Jacob Chychrun, you know, $8 million a year for 8 years or whatever.
Right.
They could give it to him. So at some point, don't the Coyotes have to dig their heels in and say, we're here? It's always a revolving
door. Yeah, there's a rebuild happening after a rebuild happening, and then let's do another rebuild.
Yeah, but they haven't built anything, and then they have a rebuild.
Right. Yeah,
and then
they don't actually build any. You're right. That's exactly correct.
And I think it speaks to ownership turning over and turning over. But you've got to wonder sometimes because, look, they've got a tough – they've got a million picks, okay? They've got what do we got? They've got 2 third-round picks this year, and then in 2024, they've got 3 second-round picks and 4 third-round picks. And in 25, they've got 4 second-round picks. They've got a lot of things to deal. If I'm Bill Armstrong, I got to look at Jacob Chychrun and say, no, you're my Cam Fowler.
Right.
You know, you're my Eric Carlson, whatever. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you got to have a foundation.
Yeah, let's do something here. So it's interesting and because now they've got so many picks in the next couple of years that you got to think they could even bring in some guys. I mean, like, you've got Clayton Keller signed up. Nick Schmaltz is signed up. Lawson Krause is signed up. So it would kind of make sense to me. Jacob Chychrun, he's at 4.6 for the next 3 years. He's not a UFA. To me, I say lock him up. Shane Gostisbehere is a decent player. He's a UFA, but I don't know. They've got to dig their heels in, don't you think?
I think it's time to think about that anyway. And the arena thing was supposed to be some big obstacle. That's turned out to be actually kind of a cool thing, and people don't seem to mind it. I had a friend who went up there or over there or wherever a couple of weeks ago, and he said he had quite a good time. He was in the press part, which is tiny compared to what we know.
Yeah.
But he said the energy was there. And look, I've been to tons of games in Oshawa, seeing the Generals, Peterborough Petes. The bottom bowl is the whole arena, and it rocks.
Yeah, well, you know, also on television, it doesn't look strange because all you really see on television anyway is the lower bowl most of the time, right? But you can hear... You can hear it's not as big a crowd, but it doesn't look ridiculous. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about some games today. Boy, they're going to come up again here, folks. I'm sorry, they have to. The Boston Bruins set an NHL record today. 12 straight home wins to start a season. And they win today 3-2. They're down 2-0 in this game. They come back. They win in overtime. David Pastrnak and Dave Krejci, 2 goals. This Bruins club might be wire to wire. And when you stop and think of Linus Ullmark, like, oh, yeah, that guy they got from Buffalo, he's looking good. They look like they could go wire to wire.
They were supposed to be a hospital ward at least through Christmas.
Right.
And all those guys just somehow have healing powers. And
by the way, talk about leadership. The Bruins never fall far. But look, they've got some great players. But when you talk about leaders like Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand, that's what I'm saying. There's a way you play in Boston.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you're not going to get away with not playing. If you're not playing.
It's a shame we don't see them more. And that's obviously true for all the East Coast teams. But Bergeron, it's a treat. I mean, there's something about the way that guy controls the puck. I know people out here, especially Kings fans, complain he wins too many Selkies. Kopitar should win more. And they might have a case, but you listen to what players say and former players say about Bergeron, and that's where the opinion counts.
You know, I don't understand the Selkie trophy, and I'll tell you why. I think when you see a trophy that is given to the same guy multiple times, okay, there's something wrong with that trophy. And I think it's because I just don't think that the writers have enough to hang statistically on who should be the Selke guy. And I think they tend to rubber stamp again and again. And I'll say this. I've said on the air here, I'm stunned by how many people are so surprised by Hampus Lindholm. We've seen what he could do for years.
Right.
The games are on too late.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And all of you writers, and I'm blaming you, starting with you, Brian Kennedy. I'm blaming you and Eric Stevens and all of y'all. Seriously. They don't stay up late enough to watch these games.
Right.
And so the Kings fan who says Kopitar should win, and like what the Ducks fan who says Kessler should have won another one, they have a point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
they've got a point
media.
Because you're not seeing it as much.
Right.
They're not seeing the West Coast guys as much.
On the radio, I listen to NHL Network every morning, and of course they're going to talk mostly about the games they've seen. And,
yeah.
You know, they're asleep at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, they should come to work later.
Well, yeah. How
stay
do you
up.
You can't possibly see the Ducks play at 10 p.m.
So I have to say, like, I was watching, you know, Pavel Datsyuk get the Selke and Pavel Datsyuk get the Selke again and again, and then I watched Bergeron get it again and again. You know, to me, you know, I don't know. Let me say one more thing
yeah, about that please, before I forget. Please, there were times tonight, today, watching Troy Terry pick the puck up off the wall and circle around out and look for the net, I was like, I see Kopitar right there. Like, little shadow moments. He's
or
not,
Patrick
he
Kane.
Doesn't have it yet.
Patrick Kane.
I mean, it's not complete. Well, Terry's bigger than Kane, though. There's a solidity to his skating style that I think isn't the best defensive forwards, the best puck handlers, the best first line centers all have. And I'm starting to see that emerge from Troy Terry's game.
No, I would agree with you, and I think he's playing a bigger man's game. He looks so confident, and he's got so much patience with the puck. There are times when he looks alone in the offensive zone a little.
That's
you're like,
true.
Oh, I wish someone could catch up and finish what he's starting.
Right.
That will just have to come with the club getting better around him.
Right.
But I think you're absolutely right. And it's funny because how many people back east are watching as much Troy Terry as they need to watch? Because I think he's been fantastic. I mean, the club is struggling, but there's nothing struggling in Troy Terry.
No, there wasn't the drop-off either. That's the thing.
No,
last year, a lot
better.
Of people said, gee, maybe this is a one-time thing. Okay, he got better.
He's stronger.
But he's getting better again as he goes.
Yeah, he's still getting better. And I think that aside from all the goals he scored, I think the playmaking that Troy Terry has brought has gone up. And I'll say this. What are we, 21, 20 games
20.
In?
20.
20 No, today was
no, 21. 21, you're
21
right.
For the Ducks. Okay. Troy Terry has been good every single night this year. He really is a star here. Let's get the Ducks some more East Coast trips because I need people back east to see what he's doing. Because the reason I mentioned Patrick Kane is because of his patience with the puck. You mentioned Kopitar because he's playing a bigger man's game. But I'm glad you brought him up because amidst all this, you know, amongst all the struggle that the Ducks are experiencing at 6-14-1 now, Troy Terry. He has been excellent every night.
And it's worth watching. There are reasons to come to the games, even if they don't win as much as you want.
I would buy a ticket just to watch him.
Exactly. Yeah. Zegras, too, of course.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's pop around. You wanted to mention interesting night the other night. The Devils had won 13 straight, and they faced the Leafs.
And they faced the Leafs in Toronto, where the league offices are. Conspiracy theory coming. And they lost that game on 3 disallowed goals. And I don't know what the stats are. I think I remember seeing 2 disallowed goals on one team here at Honda Center one time last year, maybe, or a few years ago or whatever. But I don't remember seeing 3 disallowed goals, and they were different ones. One was a kick. The puck was kicked in, but it hit a defenseman before it went in. Another one was goalie interference. I can't remember what the third one was, but... You know, if you're at all into conspiracy theories, then it just so happens that 3 goals are disallowed, and that allows Toronto to end the big streak. You know, you can make something of that.
You know what I was struck by the other night? I don't know if you saw this, but the I always like Rod Brind'Amour as a coach, and Carolina was in Winnipeg. I can't remember where it was, but it was Carolina against Winnipeg, and Brind'Amour pulls the goalie. With over 5 minutes left, they're down by 3 goals,
and they scored.
They
3.
Scored 3 goals and tied it up, and then the Jets won in overtime. But I thought it was so cool.
But I want to make a point, I hope a billion people are listening.
Yes,
coaches, experts, stop saying Patrick Waugh invented the early goalie pull. He did not. Terry Murray did for the Kings.
Years ago. Oh yeah,
around 2003, 2004. It was not Patrick Waugh. Terry Murray.
You know.
Not Terry Murray. Sorry. Andy Murray.
Andy Murray. Oh, wait, the other.
He that was pulled a goalie with about 4 minutes left against Detroit,
done.
I think, in the playoffs. And that's where it started.
You know, as an observer, I have noted that when you're doing it with a minute and a half left, it's not enough. You got to do it at 3 minutes, I think, because you want as many sequences where you can get zone entries as possible.
Right.
You know, and a minute and a half, you might get 2 zone entries. But if you do it at 2.5, 3 minutes or more, you're probably going to get a few different cycles where you're going to get some zone entries. I agree with it completely. Let me do this. Let me just run through the scores as I have them right now, because, Brian, I could talk to you all day, but we got to get out of here. In the second period right now, the Penguins are up on the Flyers 3-0. That's right in the middle of the second period. Tonight, the Kraken will play the Golden Knights in Vegas. Definitely tune into that one. The Kraken are now 11-5-3. Vegas Golden Knights 16-4-1. The Coyotes, we were talking about them. They're going into Detroit. Coyotes amidst in their 14-game road trip, which is unbelievable. Islanders are in Columbus. The Devils will take on the Sabres in Buffalo. The Blues will take on the Lightning in Tampa. Jets face the Stars in Dallas. Boy, there's a foreshadowing there. The Jets and the Stars, that could be a big Central Division playoff series. What do you think?
Well, the Stars have surprised the heck out of me.
Jason, I
mean, the
Robinson.
Way they're playing is just incredible. So that would be, and again, as a Canadian, I always have to have a little soft heart for the Canadian team. I'd love to see the Jets and the Stars meet up later. Sure.
Now, I mentioned the Kings are going to face the Sharks. 7:30 p.m., you need to tune in because you've got to see I've got to see the California Golden Seals uniforms. I've got to see. It's just something I have to see in this lifetime. All right, Hurricanes, Bruins, I mentioned that. 3-2, the Bruins in overtime on a goal by David Pastrnak. Montreal 3 in Chicago 2. And I'm just going to mention real quick again, folks, we draft so young. Take a look at what Kirby Doc is doing. He's got 17 points in 21 games, I think it is, for the Canadiens, and he went in to face the Chicago Blackhawks team that drafted him third overall in 2019.
Yeah, hard to believe.
2019, they've already given up on him, already gave up on Kirby Doc, and he and the Canadiens come in and beat the Blackhawks. Leafs 4, Wild 3, Capitals 3, Flames nothing. Capitals are struggling. And then the Avalanche and the Avalanche and Predators are postponed, and then
because of a water main break.
Water main break.
Right.
All right, that's it, Brian. I could go on and on, but I can't go on and on. Thanks for joining me on
Duck
Calls.
Nice to be here. Enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, folks.
There he is on Twitter, at Growing Up Hockey. It's Brian Kennedy. Thank you for listening to Duck Calls today. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and let's keep it going. Sunday night, Seattle Kraken are here. Let's get a good 60-minute effort going, and let's get back to what we were doing the last half dozen games. Go Ducks. I'll talk to you Sunday night. Thanks for listening.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus
is being
ad-free
made
music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
Hi, I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and this is what happened when I called Alejandra with a random act of helpfulness.
I'm asking help for our after-school program. Mm-hmm. We don't really have a lot of materials just for the kids' sports equipment or arts and crafts supplies and things of that nature.
Okay.
We do have a small budget, but it doesn't really cover everything that we need. Mm. It will take a weight out of our shoulders.
Well, that's why we're going to help you get all the things you need for the kids' activities.
Oh, my God. That'd be so helpful this year.
And we're going to pay you for sharing your story on the radio.
Are you guys kidding?
No.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Today, we help lift some teachers' stress. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda. Come in and test drive the all-new and completely redesigned 2023 Honda CR-V and CR-V Hybrid. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you.
Hey, Ducks fans. Wish it wasn't so hard to eat healthy? With Fresh and Lean, it's never been easier. You get organically sourced meals made by top-notch chefs ready in under 3 minutes. No fluff, no junk, just real food made with real ingredients. Fresh and Lean has served over 25 million meals nationwide, and they're based right here in Anaheim. Go to FreshandLean.com to get $20 off your first order plus free shipping. Fresh and Lean. It's better when it's real.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak.